Good evening, everybody. This is the Pacifica National Board's Audit Committee meeting, the first one to be held in 2021. So it's been a while, and we lost some members from last year, and we've got some new people from this year. But let me call the meeting to order. It is 8:36 p.m. Eastern. I can read the roll call. So let me do that. Adriana Casanev, Darlene Pagano.
Darlene here.
Okay. Is this working for me? No. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Good. James McFadden. Not here. Janine Roan.
Here.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, whose masculine voice was that saying they were here?
That'd be me.
Ron?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Here. And Marilyn Vogt Downey.
Here.
All right, Sandra Rollin.
Here.
Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
And William Heerwagen. No, William. Okay. Let's see. And I am here, Eileen Rosen. So we've got 10 people present and 3 people not yet here. We also have a couple of visitors from NETA, our accountants. Anita Sims and George Walter are here with us tonight. So,
hello, everyone.
We're glad you're here, Anita.
Thank you.
To help us understand things. Okay.
Eileen? I have Adriana Casanueva is on my line because she couldn't get in.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Hi, Adriana. Adriana, did you get the email I sent out yesterday, the day before, with the new numbers?
Actually, well, she's not on my call. I guess
hello?
She decided to try to call in herself. Okay.
Hello? I'm here.
Oh, hi, Adriana. Good. Excellent.
Thank you.
All right, so we have 11 here and 2 not here. So let's move on. Selection of pro tem chair and secretary for the meeting. I can continue as pro tem chair if you like. Anybody else want to do that? Okay, I'm not hearing anybody. I will continue. Any volunteers to be secretary? Somebody, please. No. It's not going to be that hard.
We lost our secretary. Ooh.
I don't remember who it was last.
I think it was Paulina.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But now she's moved on to higher, more lofty lines. All right. Well, I could just I'll just be pro tem secretary in this meeting. Would be good to have some timekeepers. There are times, or at least suggested times on the agenda. Can I get anybody to deal with that?
I'll do that, Eileen.
Great. Who is that?
That's Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn. Yeah, if you could, keep an eye on both people and sections. I don't think we have to be too strict. Normally we let people talk for, I guess, a minute and a half is normal.
Okay.
If they want to go over a bit, that's fine, too, because
okay.
We're just not squeezed for time. And let me read out the rest of the agenda so we can decide if we approve it or not. So that was all part of intro items. Point two would be nomination and election of 2021 officers, permanent officers. So that would be the chair and the secretary. Number three, updates from NETA on progress in preparing the financials for the FY 2019 audit. And that'll include questions and answers for 30 minutes. Following that is new business, if there is any, and the date of the next meeting, and we'll adjourn. Those are all the points I have. Can we approve this agenda?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I move to approve.
Thank you.
I second. Well, it doesn't have to be seconded.
Oh, okay. I don't think we need a second. Any objections to approving? Okay, H&O. Excellent. All right. Shall we? Does anybody have to leave early? I know there was going to be another meeting at 9:30. And
no, that meeting was canceled.
Okay, great. So we can just go on as we are. Let's try to get our officers straight for this year. Get that business out of the way. Yes, Lawrence.
I'd like to nominate Eileen Rosin, you, as chair.
Okay. Thank you. Any other nominations or volunteers for chair? I'm happy to stay with it. I'd like to. So if nobody else wants the job. Any objections? Sorry?
I vote for you.
Okay, thanks. So are there any objections? No other nominations nor volunteers. Okay, I guess I'm in again. Thank you, everybody. How about secretary? It would be really great to have one. It's not like being secretary of, say, the PNB. It would just be really good to have some support.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yeah? Yes, Lawrence.
I'm definitely not secretary material, so I won't volunteer.
I would agree with that.
And so I just want to impress upon that this is the committee members that this is a very important position to fill because this is an audit committee and we deal with the audits that are very critical to the foundation. So I'm hoping that somebody could volunteer. I'm thinking of nominating somebody, but I know she's busy, so I don't wanna say her name, but I'm hoping that she will volunteer.
This is Janine. I am a secretary for three other entities, so I just don't think I have the time, and so I don't know whether that was Lawrence referring to me, but I just I can only secretary so many committees.
I understand. You know, I think in the past I've just done most of it. I've tried to summarize. We did have another person last year. I tried to summarize things, and when there's any information, which, you know, we can go for months without really any updates, but when there is, you know, I try to let you guys know. So I don't really mind doing it. It's not that much work.
Adriana?
James McFadden is calling me. I guess he couldn't get in. Give me a second. I'll be right back.
Oh, Janine, I wasn't referring to you. I was referring to someone else.
Adriana?
Okay, good to know.
Hello?
Hold on, the chair's out the way, Adriana.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I've got James McFadden patched in on my line here. Maybe I...
Yeah, I think Adriana wanted the floor, Marlene.
Yes, thank you. Adriana, go ahead.
I cannot do it tonight, but I can volunteer as secretary if nobody else wants to do it.
That would be great, Adriana. Thank you. Adriana, we'll take this on in future meetings. Excellent. Thank you, Adriana. Appreciate it. And I know you have experience in that, so that's great. Okay. I think we've got our officers, if nobody has any objections to anything else. We can move on to hearing from META on progress on the 2019 audit and anything else they've got for us. Anita, George, for those of you who haven't been on this committee before, you may or may not know that Anita is the person in charge of NETA's business center, which I don't know how many clients you guys have, but, you know, they serve as CPAs for any number of other telecommunications outfits, and why don't I let you describe it, Anita? You and George maybe can describe yourselves. I mean, introduce yourselves briefly.
Sure, absolutely. I'll talk a little bit, and then I'll let George, because he's really deep in the throes of it. But anyway, the Business Center essentially is there and got started about 20-some years ago. And we work with public broadcasting stations, some that are dual licensee, radio and TV. We have about 45-plus clients. We have about, 37 employees that might be with two vacant positions that we have currently. We do act do our work almost like a CPA firm. We all have different skill sets that we bring to the table. We have, I think, three CPAs on staff. George is one of them. And the others have other varying degrees, different levels. We start out with senior controllers, staff accountants, folks that only do payroll. We also process the payroll for Pacifica. We have a good separation of duty, if you will. I do act as the ICFO for Pacifica and have for the past year almost. But I'm really the executive vice president of NETA and really the longest that I've worked with one client like this in a long, long time. But as I mentioned on another call, specifically with the finance folks, I've kind of have made it my mission to ensure that we meet the deadline. So we've added some people to the team to help George. George is essentially the lead on this. And, George, I'll turn it over to you if you want to talk about specifics.
There's just one thing I want to mention to people, both on the committee and any listeners. I don't know if we've ever mentioned that the Business Center is part of something that's actually much larger, right, NETA.
Yes.
It stands for National Educational Telecommunications Association.
Correct.
So if people want to look them up, you can find them at it's netaonline.org. Is that right?
That is correct.
netaonline.org.
And I was going to say, NETA is really a membership organization. When I started back 30 years ago, I wanted to start this department that now has grown to be the Business Center. But we are very much part of the organization.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anita. All right, George.
George
Walker.
Thank you. Yes, thanks, Eileen and Anita. Like Anita said, I'm a CPA in New York, Texas, and South Carolina. But we act in a non-attest role. We are your internal accountants doing non-attest roles, and the auditors, Rogers and Company, do the attest function in the audit. But it's my role to get the Pacifica books into auditable shape and pull together the financials and so that the auditors can do their job and put an opinion on those financials. So that's what we're doing now. I've got over 30 years in experience in public broadcasting, doing this type of role, or as well as CFO at a large joint station, so TV and radio. So that's a little bit of my background. And so for an update on the audit, we started pretty much the moment the prior year audit was completed, and so we got right into the FY19 activity. And got the tax return filed timely in August, and by timely I mean timely with extensions, and then moved on to the audit with an initial trial balance pulled on August 7th, and just as we were getting that roughed out, that there was a few holes that we had to circle back with the stations and so forth. So we wound up doing a lot of the work and getting those entries made, and then just to get that a little bit closer to audit condition. And so we pulled another trial balance in February, and with that I was able to prepare some draft financials for the auditors at, which they got, along with the trial balances and all the detailed transactions supporting those trial balances and financials. So with the activity that had been posted in the meantime, there's a lot of updating to the lead sheets, which are by a lead sheet, that's where we consolidate all the various accounts. Like, for example, all the cash accounts would be feeding up to a lead sheet, and so there'd be a assortment of reconciliations going into that lead sheet. And so there's seven divisions. And divisions seem to have four to seven cash or investment accounts, so there's quite a bit there. And so the same thing for prepaids and accounts receivable and accounts payable and so forth. So that's getting uploaded as those sections are updated. And like Anita said, she added another controller to the job, Julia, who's been helping quite a bit, especially with there was a stock gift account that looked like it had been dormant prior to 2016. the CFO at the time would steer stock gifts there, liquidate those gifts, and deposit them with a national office or with whatever station generated the gift, if that was the case. And so when that CFO left, this account kind of went fallow, and after about 10 months of trying, I was able to get statements for that account going back to and including 2017. And so in the meantime, we received about 28 stock gifts worth over $60,000. And so it was quite a process advancing 4 years worth of those statements and getting that up to date. And so that's reflected in the FY19 audit. So Julia was a big help there. And I might have alluded to, we do have a portal with a secure portal with the auditors where requested information is uploaded. And I tried to take an inventory tonight, but it's easily dozens, if not hundreds of items have been uploaded to date. So as we reach a critical mass for the auditors in terms of these lead sheets and reconciliations, that's when they will turn around and have questions and be making selections and doing some analytical review for items that have changed. So I would expect that within the next couple of weeks. And with that, that will require a quick turnaround on our part and that of the business managers at the different stations and the archive. So I think we're on a good pace to have that done. But I won't speak timing for the auditors, but we're on a good pace to have that done. And also to be able to shift into the audit for FY 20 and moving that forward as well and try to get the organization on a more conventional timetable. So with that, Anita or I could field any questions.
Lauren, to the back.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Ron, to the
thank
back.
You.
Lawrence, then Ron.
Thank you, Anita, and thank you, George, for the information. I think Anita's such a swell person, and I guess that you are too, George. So my questions are one. When are we anticipating the 2019 audit being complete, and when will we initiate the 2020 audit?
George, I'll go first, if you like.
Okay.
You know, as the auditors replied to, I won't give the name out, but that our current chair, Alex Steinberg, mentioned in the email, I think it went out tonight, they concur that they will meet the deadline of April 30th. Obviously, they've got to be able to turn it around in order for us to finish our end. So from that email and also that the June 30th for 2020 also was doable. I believe that was not quite the term that they used, but they acknowledged that that's what they were going to do. So as George mentioned, I did add Julia. I also have added another senior controller, Vicki Clark. She has already joined me on a call with the finance committee. She is, in fact, in training with Tamara, because we also will draw Tamara in also as we need her. And we also have Ann that can also help. Some of you might be familiar with that name. again, you know, my challenge, as I said earlier, is to ensure that we meet that deadline.
And one follow-up question, Anita. I'm sorry, one follow-up question. Is it appropriate to ask to this committee to have a copy of that correspondence that was sent to the entity that we won't name because we're an open stream?
I believe so.
Okay. Can you send it to the chair and she could distribute it?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And do you anticipate beginning the next 2020 audit soon? And that's
yes.
All I have for our chair.
I mean, we would have to in order for it to be completed June 30th, 2021.
Okay. Ron's next on the stack, and then there's me, and then Marilyn.
Okay.
Ron, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Anita, how you doing? Great work, you guys. Appreciate the effort, the dedication. I just want to ask a quick question. Is it reasonable to say at this, you know, based on what you're saying tonight, that by the fall, by early fall, all this would be in the rearview mirror, and that the network can be put on a, you know, consistent moving forward, you know, platform? I think you described it in one of your earlier messages, but that's my question. You know, by the fall, this should all be in the rearview mirror. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I don't mind saying essentially how your current internal financials are now being done timely. We expect that the audit will be also just, you know, something that we can do ongoing. So, yes, I hope that answered your question.
Yes, thank you.
My questions were just a little bit about the time, the deadlines you mentioned. You said something about an April 30th deadline.
Yes.
I don't even know what that deadline is for.
For the 2019 audit.
Who set that deadline? That's not an official deadline, right? Is that something we added? We set?
Well, how it got started, I believe, is actually how I heard it, was in a conversation with the CEO and the auditors. But actually, the documentation I'm sending to you, I am taking the liberty of taking out the name of the vendor, if you will.
Sure.
But other than that, it's their language.
Okay.
And it should be, and it says that the 2020 audit should be completed by June 30th.
That will be amazing if we can do that.
Yes.
But it sounds like the April 30th was more of an agreement then between the auditors and the IED. There's no particular state or federal office that's looking for by that date. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think it's more of a goal than a statutory deadline.
Okay.
Yes, but
great,
I think
we
need it for a large vendor, I believe. So
okay.
Oh, right.
It's really for that purpose.
Okay, I think that makes sense. Okay, Marilyn was next on the stack.
And Lawrence back to the stack, Jeff.
Okay, nobody else. All right, Marilyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just rubbing my eyes and cleaning up my ears. I can't believe that I'm hearing this at a meeting. It's such great news. I just wanted to confirm it, and people have confirmed it, that we think we might be done. You think we might be done by April 30th of the 2019 and by June 30th of the 2020 audit. That's a grounds for celebration. I just think you guys have done wonderful work. I just wanted to express my amazement. Thank you.
Thank you. I will say that I really do have an extremely good team. Well, professionals and dedicated to the work that we do.
Sure do.
Okay. Great.
Lawrence, right? Yeah, thank you. One last time. So, in regards to, in disregarding the Sagittarius, dates and the guidelines, I think the fact that we're getting this in and your team is getting this in by the end of April, I think, I feel like Marilyn, I too want to do cartwheels, but I can't because I'm too old for that. But, in regards to, we're obviously late on the 2019, right? And are we going to be timely for the 2020 audit?
The, well, the expectations that we completed, that we're, all of us are through by the end of June. And then,
yeah, for, I was just going to say, for in case there are people on the committee now that don't know, the audit is due in the California Office of the Attorney General by June 30th. So that's where that June 30th deadline comes from. So just thought I'd let people know. Every year.
Eileen, that's the 2021, right? That's not the two.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so of course we're late.
2019.
Yeah, we're late on 2019, of course.
Okay, all right.
We've been late on everything. We're going to try and make 2020 on the actual deadline.
But frankly, the 2020 should go faster because we were involved a good bit in that fiscal year. So,
Janine,
right.
To the staff.
And part of 2019.
Janine, please go ahead.
My question is about the April 30th deadline. If it's a vendor that you can't share with us, I guess I'm wondering if we don't hit that deadline, is there some sort of penalty or what is at stake by not hitting that deadline?
Who can speak to that?
Well, we need it. I prefer not to give the name out.
Eric to the stack.
Some of you.
I'm sorry,
know.
Who was that?
Eric to the stack.
Eric, okay, sure. Okay.
Can we
Anita,
possibly,
please finish. Eric, wait a minute. Anita wasn't done.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll be brief. I was going to say again, as your eyes, as CFO, I prefer not to give the name out. Since we are in on the stream.
Open, yeah.
Yes, open. But I think some of the folks here that are also on the board know who that is, and the Finance Committee.
Okay. And I can guess.
Yes.
And is there a penalty?
Wait, I was on the stack.
Let her finish her. It's a follow-up. Let her go, Eric, and we'll get to you.
I wanted to just say we could go into closed session and talk about this. That's all.
No, not right now anyway. Let's get through our agenda and see if we need to. We probably don't need to, but anyway. I'm sorry. Go with your follow-up question there, Janine.
Well, the second part of that was, is there some sort of penalty or, you know, let's say it's the middle of May and not the end of April, is, you know, what would be the result? That
right.
Penalty or?
It's part of the negotiation that that document be also provided. So I think that goes back, I don't know, a couple of years ago. So, again, I think for negotiations, we need it.
Okay, that makes sense. And anyway, I think I would like to say that I think we want to have it done by then because we just want to have it done. You know, we need to get it done. I'm sorry, Eric, did you have something else you wanted to say beyond your suggestion?
Yeah, just to amplify for 30 seconds, there's a few things that have been mentioned reading between the lines that seem to pertain to things that ought not to be discussed on the open stream. So it occurred to me that since we are the audit committee, we should be privy to these things, and perhaps somewhere before we adjourn, we could have an opportunity to talk about them in closed session. All that would require, is, as far as I know, is simply having who's ever controlling the stream.
Yeah, just cut off the stream.
Cut off the stream and continue our meeting. That's all. Thank you.
We can consider that. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see. Where are we?
We have
right,
6 minutes.
We have lots of time. Does anybody have any other questions or curiosity? I have no idea. I wasn't sure if we would have time, so I didn't put it on the agenda for the members of the committee to introduce themselves and, you know, let us know if you have any background in you know, looking at audits at the very least. Or, you know, I, in previous years, yeah, let me finish what I'm saying, Lawrence. Thank you. In previous years, I sent out some reading material or reference materials or links if you wanted to, you know, grab a little orientation on audits and...
Yeah, point of order, Chair.
...how they work. Yes, Lawrence?
We're still on questioning on Anita and George, and you're going into something else, I think.
Well, excuse me, Lawrence, but nobody else has brought up any questions. I have no one on the stack.
Well, Eric said, made a suggestion. You haven't asked if anybody else would want to ask questions.
I
asked
not if
opposed
any...
to what you...
Lawrence,
what
let me chair the meeting, please. Thank you.
Excuse me, Chair.
I said we will get to Eric.
That's not appropriate decorum. I'm making a point, and I have the floor. Now, you could rule on my point of order, but I'm saying that Eric made a suggestion that we go into...
I rule your point
you
of order is not well...
You got into something that's not on the agenda.
Goodness. We're going to move on with the agenda as it is.
McFadden on stack.
I'm sorry, who was that?
McFadden.
Thanks. Okay, James, go ahead.
The main thing I'd like to know is from Netta is just a list of which stations have provided all the information they need and which ones have it.
George, you know, might want.
Yeah, I don't have a list. I'm in the processing and tying together what I have received. And so I'm not in a position to identify stations that are a hold up or anything at this point. Once we get the sample requests and other questions from the auditors, then everybody's going to be on the clock again. So I think I'd leave it at that now. Now it's a matter of pulling together the pieces that I have gotten and see if they make sense. Sometimes I get a schedule, but it begs questions, and so then I can get into a back and forth process. But I don't have a list of open items from any stations now.
Can I just follow up real quick?
Follow up, sure. Go ahead.
I think it would be helpful for those of us that are on this committee to. When we have these meetings, to if there are things that you need that aren't being provided or that are coming slow, those of us can go before stations and we can report back to to the LSBs that this is going slow, and we're all caught up, whichever it is, and I think that's very, very helpful to have that information, and if we're at a station that's behind, to try to put some pressure on the general manager to make that information available. If we're going to do something to try to help this process move along, I think that would be helpful.
I'm going to put myself on the stack if no one else has anything at the moment, kind of in response to what James said.
I'd like to go after you on the stack, Marlene. Right.
Okay, Janine, you go before me, and then I'll go, and then Lauren. Janine,
well,
go ahead.
It's a follow-up to the question, and I'm wondering if we could entertain a motion to get a follow-up email that itemizes what documents are still, pending. I say this because I'm from KPFK, and we have our general manager resigned. So
he did? Oh, my gosh, I didn't know.
Yeah, from our standpoint, I would like to know if there's some documents that are pending and so that we can elevate it. So I don't know whether that is a motion that we request from NIDA, a list of pending items from any of the LSBs. Preliminary documents that have been requested. So that we might, in the next week, so that we can be part of the solution to get them what they need. That's not a very official sounding motion, but.
Well, excuse me, wait a minute. Adriana, are you trying to, is somebody timing?
I second.
You second that. Okay. Adriana, second. Ron, you'll be after Lawrence. I was going to say that maybe we can consider a motion to indeed have a closed session after we finish the open session and deal with the point that James brought up, and also we could speak a little more freely about this issue that Janine mentioned, and James also had mentioned that.
Arlene, we're out of time for this segment.
Okay.
Eric seconds that motion.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure we need, do we need to second, or do we just need to vote? Do people agree?
Oh, you don't need to second in committee.
Eileen?
This is George. Just if I could address that, because it does impact my work and the audit deliverable. I would rather not, respectfully, have to curate a list like that to put out, because that does take time, and then there's a cycle of emails to handle the reaction to it, where I'm in kind of a flat out getting product to the auditors now, and so if I'm pulled off for a day or two, 3 days to do such a list. But for this committee, most committees don't get involved with the actual production of the audit, and it's just not a good use of time. I think that it's fair to say that I do know how to escalate things if needed. And would like to handle it that way rather than if I had more staff and more time of my own, that is something that could be done. But you got to keep in mind that it's a fluid process of changing requests, and so those items are dated quite frequently, and so I think it's more important to get the support to the auditors so they can do their job, because it's we don't have a lot of time here. So that's my thought.
Marilyn. Marilyn,
hang on a second, Marilyn. There's a couple of people before you. All right.
I still have I'm tuning to the stat again.
Hang on. I was on the stack, but I'm going to put myself farther down because I have to think about this. Lawrence, you are next. And
thank you.
Let's start being brief because time is starting to
I got three quick points.
Okay. Go ahead.
First of all, KPFK does have an IDM in place. Second, in regards to getting information, have all the stations cooperated? And then the third point is that, Anita, you will be sending that letter that was sent to one of the vendors to Arlene so she could distribute to the rest of the committee, right?
I've already sent it to Arlene.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Anita. So if you could ask
Lawrence?
If the stations have provided cooperation.
Yeah, Lawrence, you said in the first point KPFK has a what in place?
At the IGM.
IGM, okay.
Right, interim general manager.
Yeah, I just didn't hear it very well. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Ron, you are next.
Yeah, that question, I don't mean no harm, but that question has already been answered. You know, about what stations, you already said he didn't have that kind of information available to him. This is what I want to say, guys. I agree with what he said about putting your hands in this mix. You know, at this late a stage, you know, these guys are doing great work. They're on schedule. They're on time. Let them do their work. If they were having a problem with stations providing information, they wouldn't have gotten this far. Okay? So, I understand the nature of this committee and the work it has to do, but George is right. You know, don't gum up the works now with this kind of stuff. Let them do their work, okay? And they will provide you with all the documents that you want, you know, in a timely manner. But tying their hands up, trying to come up with a list of, you know, stations that did this and did that, please,
yeah,
let them do their work, guys, okay? Let's back off of this, please.
Thank you.
Okay. Marilyn, I'm going to take my spot now. And say thank you, Ron, for that intervention. That was very well said. We have discussed this sort of thing before with NETA and told them that if they need our help to push somebody, you know, they should just ask, because we are ready to do that, whether it's calling or getting in touch with GMs or even the interim executive director. So they know that they can, you know, call on us for those things. We're not looking for ways to, like, call somebody out and say, oh, look, they're not doing a good job or something like that. If a given station needs help, I don't know if they're good at asking NETA for that kind of help or somebody else that can help them out. You know, that's maybe the way we would want to look at it. You know, KPFK might be a different case right now, but it sounds like that's the kind of thing where they should get together with NETA and some other venue, maybe not here. It might not be for the audit, specifically if things have been left dangling or something to that effect. So that was my two cents. Marilyn, you were next.
Yes, I was going to say essentially what you and Ron said, but I also wanted to address people who might be new to the committee, and like I was when I came on, very, very frustrated with the how long it's taken to get the audits done, and you sort of want to find out what's the problem, and let's do it right now, and we'll help you. But what Ron said, and what Eileen said, and what Anita and George had said is true. I mean, we're really in a good position now, and there's no need to take people out and say, well, you're causing problems, because they're dealing with them. And it's a whole new situation now, so we've already kind of gone there. So I just wanted to say I understand why you're saying that, but we really don't need to do that right now. That's all.
Okay, good. Yeah, and, you know, George and Anita, like I've said a million times and just said again, if you need help, let us know, help that we can provide constructively. We sure don't want to take George off of his work to do something else that we don't really need. But, you know, Janine, I understand your idea, and maybe there's another way to approach it.
Yeah? Can I follow up? I don't know whether I was on stack. I'll make it brief.
Is that Janine?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that one of the reasons I think that I was elected to this committee is I've been on the finance committee of KPFK for about 18 months.
Oh.
And at none of those monthly meetings have we received all of the documents we've requested. And the ones that we request, many of them are erroneous. And after 18 months now, we have our general manager resigning after not really ever providing us with proper financials. So I am not doing this to grill Nita by any means. I'm very happy
right.
with how things are going. But what I asked was, is there going to be a problem at the end of April if the audit isn't done? And that's not clear. And so I want to make sure that KPFK doesn't end up being a problem, because it has been for us in the finance committee. So I'm trying to give a heads up. I'm not doing this to try to do their job. I'm trying to make sure they have everything they need. And I would imagine it's a short list of things that people didn't provide. But I understand it doesn't need to be a motion. But we, you know, I would think that somebody has that, a checklist of what they've been requesting. So that's the main reason I asked. I thought it would be a simple request.
Sure. George, do you want to comment on that at all, or not?
May I comment for
yes.
Or Anita, oh. Of course.
I am here, and again, we're in open stream, so I'm not going to say
mm-hmm.
much. I am aware of that list. All my response to that is that individual or the station management, they do receive our monthly financial statements every month. So they could be sharing those. And I'll leave it at that. I will look into it, I would say, after the audit. Because really, we just don't really have time right now. We have, I think, what we need for now. Once we get into 2020, we'll see.
Okay. Yes,
George, is that your feeling too?
Essentially. And it's not really a short list, and it's really an internal working document, and it's not really designed for prime time to be distributed widely to people unfamiliar with the engagement, because it's about 75 items times 7 divisions, so it's
oh, no, we're
more
not
like
going there.
500 items, and there's a bit of shorthand, and some things are NA for a good reason, but it's not really. It'd be a full-time job to
George,
curate
I'm sorry
that
to interrupt.
To make it publishable.
I think we're just asking about if you've got what you need from KPFK, considering it's what Janine was saying, Janine's concern. You know, she feels that they're not getting good financials from the state itself.
Yeah, I certainly understand and sympathize with the situation of the types of reports that they're getting from the station. I don't have any open items that I'm currently waiting for from them. Now that the next cycle, and as I pull some things together, I will have possibly follow-up questions with the business manager, and then that ball's in his court, but nothing currently.
Okay. Okay. Right. I think we can talk about that more another time, maybe offline. Okay. Other questions right now for Anita and George on the open stream? Okay. I would like to move that we go to a closed session, a very short one. I think we just have a couple of very quick things to discuss. If nobody objects.
So I think you need to adjourn.
No, I'm not ready yet. I'm more like moving.
Do you want me to call audit, Chair? The
chair?
Well, no, not yet. We're not quite there yet.
Okay.
But do we agree to do that in a moment, you know, when we're done with our agenda?
The chair, point of order.
Yes,
request
Ron.
George, now if this open session, if this closed session is going to require information from George and Anita, George has already stated that he'd rather not do that. So,
well, I would just like to clear up a couple of things that have come up.
I want to be clear about that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Eric, get the stack.
Go ahead, Eric.
I think that, unless I misunderstood him, George was talking about rather not doing a checklist for distribution. But I didn't hear him or Anita to say that they were uncomfortable in amplifying on some of the things that have been said a little bit between the lines that are not suitable for disclosure in an open stream session. I could stand corrected, of course, but
I'm sorry. Please ask for the floor. I can't tell who's talking. Who was that?
I would just say I'll concede that possibility also.
Yeah, Ron. Thank you, Ron. Do ask for the floor. Don't interrupt while somebody's still talking. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah,
well,
thank you, Eric.
That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I thought we could just have a couple of quick conversations. Does anybody object to going to a closed meeting after we finish with this agenda? It'll be a quick one.
Adriana for the floor.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I'm sorry, but I'm not familiar with some of the people that are talking. And I know listeners neither. I would ask everybody, please, when you speak or when you ask for the floor, can you state your name? Then we know who's talking and the listeners and the audio will have who asked the question or who asked for the floor. Thank you.
Perfect, Adriana. You're right. Thank you. Okay. Because on the agenda, if we have no more direct questions for any TA, our next point is new business. I'm not sure if we have anything other than what we've spoken about. we could discuss the date of the next meeting.